Okay, so we're going to continue in the issue of what do you do with the Aveda while you have it? Okay, just to chazer over the Ikra Halacha. So you found an Aveda, and you could be holding on to an Aveda for many, many years. Okay? Believe it or not, someone just asked me this question this week. They moved from Eretz Yisrael like 12 years ago, and they have a box of Atchiyav Eliyahu Avedas that they still have from those times. And in there, there's a drill. Someone one time did a work for them or something, and he still, or some sort of tool, and he wants to know if he could use it. It's like, wow, that's Kishman. Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that today. Okay, so just to chazer over, first of all, there's two types of avedas that you could be holding on. He's not here, that you could be holding on to for a while, and not being returning it to the owner. One is if the guy was miyayish, but it was you shalom das. So he was miyayish on it after you already picked it up. So he gave up hope on it after you already came to your rishus. So you're not allowed to take ownership of it. But that we saw the shach and simon reish samech. That the shach says you're allowed to write down the value and use the item. Because this way, if the owner ever comes back, you give it to him. You can't be, it doesn't become yours, but you're allowed to give it to him. And in the meanwhile, you're allowed to use it, but you have to write down the value. However, what happens if there's something that has a simon and you have no idea if that guy ever gave up hope? So you don't know what to do. Perhaps he never gave up hope. And you're holding it. And the halacha is Atchiyav Eliyahu. So if you look in the booklet, this is a halacha in Simon Reish Samech Zayin, which, and
it's 295 on the bottom.
It's page 294 on the bottom. Okay. This particular halacha. So this particular halacha is page 294 on the bottom.
On the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. So over there it says like this. On the bottom where it says 294. Over there it says like this. The top pit line. It's the Sif Tezvav.
Hichriz
v'loiboa bailim. He made announcements. V'loiboa bailim. Kehei ha-metziah munachas etzloi, the metziah should be with him. Ad sheyavo Eliyahu. So Rish Sama Zayin Sif Tezvav. Ad sheyavo Eliyahu. And the Shach says on that halacha, the Shach is the Sif Sekoyin.
Yes.
On the side, Ois Yud Gimel. So it's on the left hand side, the first in line. V'chein kasav Rambam v'af agav de le'el in Reish Samech. Sphere le'el Rambam v'machaber de zochaboy, that you could use something. Hainim dar she'en by simen. And you're waiting. You know he was miyayish, but you can't be konet. Avahacha mayer b'davar she'yesh by simen. The ikal amechash kol shor shema yavui ba'ilov l'chein yemun achat she'avui. Since it has a simen, you don't know when the owner is going to come. He could come back for it tomorrow. So the halach is that Yavo Elio has to sit there waiting till Elio Navi comes.
How about Shash? Is that the owner wouldn't want you using it? Is that what the problem is? Or that the owner's going to come back and you're going to be using it and you just can't give it to him in the next 3 seconds? What's the problem?
Yeah, the problem is it's still his and he's going to want it and you're going to be using it and damaging it and he says he wants you to use it. The other case, because the other case, the guy's going to be ice, he's never coming back.
It's just a technicality.
It's just technicality that's not yours.
Because he picked it up.
You don't own it. Okay, so I don't own it. So I'm renting it from him, basically. If he ever wants, I'll work out the financials with him after. But it's really just a technicality that it's not mine. Over here, Taka, the guy can come back.
And in that first case of the renting, you can never lend that out, right?
No.
As far as you go, is your own.
It's only your
use. Now, the problem is like this. Well, the problem is like this. You have this stuff, Atchiyav Eliyahu, sitting there. Yeah, what's practically speaking? Is there any heter to figure out a way that you should actually be allowed to use it? Is there any heter? Is there anything that we could work with? Let's see.
Or so, we're about to get rid of it too.
Okay, I'm not okay, get rid of it. So this is a Gemara in Daf Chav Tesamid Beis that I'm trying to get them to see. The Gemara says like this: Amar Shmuel, the Gemara, Hamoitzei. Tefillin, what? A moitzei tefillin. Someone finds, it's a Gemara in B'Metziach of Tesla Mubez. A moitzei tefillin. B'shuk. You find tefillin. Shom demayim, you evaluate the money, which if you're not an expert in tefillin, you take it to an expert, you figure out the value, or bezin. Umanichon, and you leave it there. Now, very unclear what that means. Some say it means a manichon, you gotta be maniach the tefillin. Some say it means sell it. Now, the point is that in this halacha says that you would be allowed to let's go with dapshat, you're allowed to maniach the tefillin as long as you put down the value. Masiv Ravina, Ravina asked the question, Matzah Sfarim, if you find a safer Kurib and La'achar, Kurib and Echad L'Shloshim Yoyim, you have to open it once every 30 days. In any day of the Christ, Goylon in Shom Demeim Manichan Loi, says very clearly, you have to take care of the item. If you find something from someone else, you got to take care of it, but you can't use it. Right. There's a whole question. If while you're taking care of it, are you allowed to use it as well? So let's say the halacha of a Sefer Torah is, you find the Sefer Torah, the halacha is you can't just leave it like that for 10 years. It's going to get broken. You have to roll it. So while you're rolling it, are you allowed to read the psukim? That's a shayla. While you're rolling it, so now am I allowed to take advantage and read the psukim while I'm rolling it? Okay, that's a question. But stamazoi, right, exactly. But stamazoi, to go use it, avada, you can't do that. So for the Gemara, what's his business? Evaluating the tefillin and using it? Zakh the Gemara, Amar Abaye, unbelievable Gemara. Tefillin bar bechavu mashkach shchichi. What's the big deal? The guy, when he comes back, he can get another pair of tefillin. There's other soif. There's other soif. Tefillin is very motzi. Sefer Torah is not so motzi. Every bar mitzvah boy needs a pair of tefillin. The Gemara is saying that people don't really care about what pair of tefillin they have.
Not true.
Right, so the Minchas Alazo already writes. The Minchas Alazo already writes that nowadays is different because everyone wants mehudu, not mehudu, this soif, that soif.
Sure,
but in times of the Gemara, no one cared apparently. Yeah. And as long as you got tefillin, you got tefillin. So in the times of the Gemara, you go to the Sefer, you got your tefillin, everyone got the same pair, and it's something that you'll be able to get the minute you say you want tefillin, it's available. So Mamela, what's the big deal? So take the tefillin, and use it, write down the value, or even sell it, and when the guy comes back, you have the money, and you give him, and he'll buy himself a pair of tefillin.
So this doesn't have to do with if this tefillin that you found is a family heirloom, is...
Yeah, father has to do with that. It has to be that it's easily replaceable. That's what the Gemara said.
Tefillin in general. What about this tefillin?
Okay, so then it's not. I'm right. Tefillin Bey Bar Chavu, who is the local cipher, Mishkach Shchichi. You can buy it wherever you want.
That's a specific
thing. That was the name of the cipher. So you can get the tefillin. So what's the big deal? Go find yourself a pair of tefillin. Yes, okay? So now.
Like by set
that? No.
After 3 years,
no.
The guy, what is he waiting so long? Like, why? 7 years later? Oh,
it's
like,
what
were you saying?
Huh? Where was that 7 years ago? I was looking. I'm still looking, and I finally bumped into you. Actually, I just bumped into this. I'm sending the story straight to Pesach Kron. I've been looking for my tefillin for 7 years. I just bumped into the guy.
Yeah.
Right? So. Okay.
Tell me, you know,
but
well, you could see how hard he was looking because he's looking for 7 years.
Yeah, and then what's that then?
All right. Now the you know, there was one guy that is Talson still sitting out here and gets me agitated when people leave their stuff around. So I moved over to the side. So then, like, on Shabbos, I saw the guy. I said, by the way, I moved your Talson tefillin over the side. He's like, I'm glad you think so highly of me. Do you think the whole week I didn't know where my tefillin was?
But it wasn't him, right?
No, he was joking around. Like, of course I knew where it was. The whole week I was using it. Don't worry. But anyway, so the Gemara says you're allowed to... The question is, maybe this is a precedent that we could use that... perhaps this is a precedent that we can use that when something is very easily replaceable, you're allowed to sell it for the owner, and then you have the money. When the owner comes by, you give him money, he'll buy himself a new one. And nowadays, most things are pretty easily replaceable. Right? I mean, what most things are not you know, handcrafted and tailor made and personal. You went to the store, you went to Home Depot, you bought yourself a drill. Okay, you got yourself a new one. I know exactly the serial number. Who cares? I don't need my drill. I don't have a personal relationship with it. So nowadays, maybe most things fall into this category, but that's subject to a major machloikes between the Shach and the Sma. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samech Zayin, that's the sif you were talking, where this halacha is brought down. This halacha is sif Chavav, which is on page 295.
Got it.
295 in the booklet, on the bottom, page 295. It's a very, very top line. See here on the bottom it says 295?
Yeah.
We got it.
It's on the page.
You're in the Gemara. You go to Shulchan Aruch. Matzah Tefillin. matza tefillin, if a person found tefillin, sham de mayhem, he evaluates the money, umanichan olav, miyan, he's allowed to use it. Imir, it says, shadavra matza, you look at this, b'chol shah, what's the big deal? You go buy a fire, find the pair of tefillin. Frek the sama, why did the Shulchan Aruch bring down this case only by tefillin? If you look in the lashon of the Torah is mashma that it's by any item which is very easily replaceable. And therefore, the Sma learned the Torah that way. He learned the Torah that anything which is easily replaceable, you're allowed to sell on behalf of the owner and give him the cash value when he returns, as long as it's an easily replaceable item.
Even tefillin.
And he doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch only brought down tefillin. Says the Shach, you know why? Because the Lashon of the Rambam is because it's a mitzvah. And since it's a mitzvah, that's why he says a svara that nichal le'inish le'meved mitzvah money. I don't want my tefillin to be sitting around for 7 years till I find them.
Might as well get a mitzvah.
If I want people to use a tefillin, go use a tefillin. Of course, it's a mitzvah. But my drill, go get a your own drill, and you might use my drill for.
But you're going to sell it. What do you mean? You don't want them to?
Not a good point.
No, I'm going to sell to who? For leather? I'm going to sell to someone that's going to use tefillin.
So he's right.
So at least my tefillin is being used for a mitzvah. So I don't mind if someone's going to go and use my tefillin for a mitzvah. That I'm not makbid on. I'm not makbid if someone's going to go use my tefillin for a mitzvah. But stamazoi, that you go, you want to use my drill? And go, you get your own drill. What do you need my drill for?
And so, Mamela Zakhtashach. Build your sukkah and
outside. No, but then Nichal Elanish Lamevad Mitzvah Bimamoine. My item should be used for mitzvah. That's the Shach learns. So, it comes out a major machlok between the Shach and the Smach. That according to the Shach, only in Yanim of Tefillin, like a mitzvah, are you allowed to do this? Are you allowed to sell it for the value, set aside the value, and make sure that someone's using it for a mitzvah? Or you use it yourself. But non-mitzvah related items, you would not be allowed to. The Sma says, no, you can be more lenient than anything which is very easily replaceable, which are most things nowadays, right? Most things nowadays, unless it's like, you know, a very specific type of thing or whatever, would be motzi. Now, the halach between the Shach and the Sma is we pass on to Shach usually.
It's a kasha
on
the Mishnah,
back down
though,
to
right?
Tefillin, what?
Because it's a kasha on the Mishnah, because why are they saying roll the sefer? You should be able to sell it. It's a davar mitzvah, no?
No, because, no, you need two conditions. You're right. You need two conditions. You need, first of all, that it's a mitzvah. Second of all, like, it's easily replaceable. A sefer Torah, I'm going to walk back right now. Oh, you found my sefer Torah. Where is it? Oh, I'll get you another one. I had 2 years after contract now, sefer, get me?
Yeah, I'm not waiting.
So it's got to be two conditions. It's got to be easily replaceable and a mitzvah. According to the Sma, it's only the one condition of easily replaceable.
Sefer doesn't have any ready to go. Sefer doesn't have any.
Most people don't have ready-made Sefer Torah, just, you know, ready to go. It's not worth an investment. It's a whole year's worth of work. It's a year's worth of work.
The glass, it says that you have to, you can't use it. Yeah, so glass, you could find glass, you go by glass.
I don't know, nowadays, you go, you know, Hanami, but in those days, every item...
Why do you have to mechalak between those cases?
According to the Sma, you mean. No, because those things, you went to the glass maker, said, I want a glass. This, everything was very specific. You didn't have a store, you know, everything was handmade. Every single item was different. It wasn't like they had a...
Okay, so why did they have the mechag? What's the difference in all those cases then?
That's the point. None of the cases in the Gemara have this heter of the tefillin, only tefillin, because they're not easily replaceable. Now, there's a separate thing.
So why are they all different? Why do I have to specify this case in the Mishnah?
No, okay, it's telling you that how often you have to take it out to benefit, to be shomer for the benefit of the thing. Okay? Yeah, so now, so we're down...
Because once there's a bit of shunned man, it's bad if it's not his anymore.
No, it's his,
I'm
but...
replacing it with... The value and
there's the cash. I put in
yeah,
the
but
drawer.
It has to be nichol. It has to be that he doesn't mind.
Not really.
Well, even the shach, you're not selling. Only tefillin is the only item you're selling. Everything else.
Right. So now, to go ahead and sell the item basically is a major chiddush, and the only one that says that is the Sma. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Nimuki Yosef a similar svara, and it's a chiddush to go with that against the shach. However, there seems to be another logic that maybe is a svara, which is like this. If you in the Mishnah it says there's a possibility that something which is absolutely no hefsid to the owner, let's say it's a metal kli, a becher, the guy uses it to drink, nothing's going to happen to it. It doesn't break these things. Nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter. Something which is absolutely no hefsid to the owner, and the derech is that most people are not makbid on things when they're used that way. The halach is that you'll be allowed to use it. Really? You'll be allowed to use it. That's the Nesivas HaMishpat says that. I don't know if it's going to be readable. I doubt that it's readable in this print.
It's very small.
What? It's extremely small. But it says over, it's on page 294 where it says Nesivas HaMishpat, the Biurim.
Which one?
The Biurim.
Yes.
And it says, you're not going to be able to read it, so I'm going to read it. It says, Mishtamish ben betzainin v'ayin betoisvis shekosvu da'afilu letzorkoi mutter. So he says, why? V'nir kivan de... I can't even... Davar she'ein makpidin... Davar she'ein makpidin alavu da'afilu imu beveisai or shai likach. Something you totally not makpid. So this is a heter that the Nesivas brings down from the... that something which is... totally not makpid, you're allowed to take it and use it.
That's subject to every person, though, no?
No, it has to be the derech of people. They don't care about that item. It's not going to get used up. It doesn't get damaged. Nothing's going to happen. You have a metal coffee cup.
What about a talus? Using salt as a talus?
Right, so don't touch it. Leave it alone because you're ruined.
So here's my kasha. Here's my kasha on the Nesivas. Right. The Nesivas brings a raya from a Toisvis. The Toisvis says that by clean a choshes, since there's no damage to it, you could use it because the guy's not makbid. If you look in the Toisvis of Rosh, it's a different shot. It says, you know what Toisvis means? The reason why you're allowed to use it is because if you don't allow him to use it when it's convenient for him, he's not going to take it out to use it at all, and then it's going to get rusty and it's going to get damaged. So you would rather let him use it once in a while because because this way it's going to be good for the kli as well.
You don't want him to use it, but it's just
right. So it's according to that shot, you're not just allowed to use it.
Everything falls under that.
No, not everything. Some things I don't care. It can sit down on the shelf for 20 years. I don't care.
Anything that could be, like I can say, for anything.
Like a Sefer Torah, you should be able to read
exactly.
A Sefer Torah.
What?
You should be able to read.
No, because that gets damaged when you use it too much.
If you're reading it,
it gets damaged when you think.
Now your person's not going to want to roll it.
No, fine. But the guy's not willing to take that risk. It's only on something which is no risk in the usage. I'll rather let him use it because of the risk he may not, you know, air it out. But I'm not going to let him do that on something which the usage itself damages the kli. So the guy's going to use, now in those days, they used the Sefer Torah, they actually learned from it. So you know what the Chumashim look like after a year? Everyone's learning rashes. So that's what a Sefer Torah would look like. If you would look at, you would learn from a chumash. You learn from a sefer Torah. Vasmein the pasuk or Rashi. So you know you learn that way. You're going to ruin the sefer Torah. So
if you the sefer Torah was like today's gaze, you know, words used to learn from, almost everybody would want their sefer Torah to be used. Wouldn't you assume that you would want the sefer Torah to be used?
Maybe not.
I'm afraid
there's
a
once a week, every year.
I hear. It could be that the use, that's not the use that the Gemara is talking about. It's true. The Gemara is not talking about that use. So maybe it's more similar to tefillin. Not in the sense that it's, but it doesn't get damaged that much by using it. Okay, I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Now, there is a very interesting, I printed here, a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is, to me, I'm still trying to figure out where it's coming from 100%. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva like this. It's in here. You have one of these? Probably don't have one. So, Igros Moshe, so he has a tshuva like this. Yeah, it's Dalit. He says like this. Ma yasev v'metzia she'amrinan she'emunach ad she'yavo Eliyahu. Here, it's in what page of the booklet? It's the second page. The small booklet. Today's booklet. The second page.
It's the only one that says
Igros Moshe on the top. It's on the bottom left corner. It's boxed in. Ma yase b'metzia she'amarnu she'munach ad she'yavo Eliyahu. What do you do with it in the meanwhile? So Moshe has a major chiddush. Kishemotz adavar shein b'simin v'nistapik imu kaidim yush mechuyev lekachtoi v'achar zman shemechuyev letapal boy. After the zman that mechuyev letapal yachol lirshem b'pinkasoi.
What does that
mean? After the zman that there's a certain amount of time that you have to take care of it. Like we said last week, a year, 2 years, a week, whatever. So now, yachol lirshem b'pinkasoi. You could write down in your booklet the value mashematza v'hu adin b'davar shiyesh by simin, something that has a simin yirshem kol simanim. You should write down on the paper all of its simanim. V'yirshem gam shavius ha'aveda imhu yadua. You should also write down the value. And if you don't know the value of imlav tzarach l'shumu begimel anashim yoydim shumas eizet dorm ke'elu, go take it to people that know the value of these items and evaluate the price. V'oz yochol l'shtamish boi la'atzmoi. Then you could use it. That's what you should do. Write down the value. Because from based on what you wrote, you'll be able to figure out when the guy comes to you.
Oh yeah, this is the one. Let me hear this one.
Yeah, Dovin, you give me the Rabbi Badner book from my office. It says if you don't know, if you go to someone that knows the value of this thing. Now, this is a much big chiddush because there's no source for that anywhere. It doesn't say this anywhere. Forget it. It says Achi Avliyo, leave it. And only the things which, like the Shach says, is a mitzvah. But that's not what he's talking about. Because what he's saying is something else. He seems to be saying that you're allowed to use it. That you're allowed to use it. Why? Because it's like the nesivus. The guy's not really going to lose anything by you using it because you're going to write down the value, and if it's not worth the value, by the time he comes, you'll pay him the difference.
The difference of the damage in my use, I'm going to pay him back for that damage.
Right?
It's not a problem. He's not losing.
And that's why Ramosha says. That's why Ramosha says write down the simonim. Why? Because you still have to return the item to him.
He's just extending the nesivus even to things that could get a little damage.
Right? Exactly. I think that's the Zavara. He's saying even though most people are maybe would be makbid, but here it's so long already, so just write down the simonim. And he says clearly, write down the simonim. According to the Sma, you don't write down the simonim, just write down the value. What are in the simonim for? It's history.
You write down the simonim because you sold the item, you're not going to know what it, the guy's going to come and he'll tell you, I had this and this 5 years, you don't remember the simonim.
Okay.
They
don't say that. I don't say that anywhere. The Sma would write down the value and return it to him. But he's not saying that.
Always leads the money anyway because you still need to know.
I don't know.
Is it really is the person that comes
in this book, Rabbi Badner's book? He brings down this from Moshe, and he says he should then record the value of the item along with all pertinent facts of the case, including the date, time, and place where it was found, and a description of the item. This information should be kept for future reference. For example, on the back page of his Bava Metzia Gemara.
Yeah, he's got.
He may then take the item. For his personal use, sell it or dispose of it.
Dispose of it.
Why can you dispose of it?
Why you let us sell it? I don't know where he got this from. So he's saying based on, and the footnote is from Rav Moshe.
Sounds like a tefillin.
Yeah, but the Gemara, the tefillin, that did not do Rav Moshe.
Don't dispose of the tefillin. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. No, but I don't know.
That sounds like a verbatim quote of Rav Moshe, no?
No. No, because he says sell it.
He says sell it.
Ramosha doesn't say sell. Ramosha doesn't use it. Not only that, I'm saying if you look at Ramosha carefully, Ramosha's mashma, if you look at Ramosha's tshuva carefully, he says write down the simonim. What are you writing down the simonim for? Mechashi yisbarer adavar. It sounds like the pshat is you're not allowed to be maskia. You're mitzvah sashava saveda. You have mitzvah sashava saveda that when the guy comes, you have to be able to give it back to him. There's a chiddush of the Sma, that something that no one cares about, right? Even the Sma would not be going on something that the guy wants his original item. And Ramosha is not talking about a specific type of item. Ramosha could be talking about a family heirloom. This has nothing to do with the Sma. The Sma is saying a thing that if it's easily replaceable, you're allowed to sell it. Ramosha is saying that there's a mitzvah shav zaved on this item, and you're not allowed to sell it. I don't think, according to Ramosha, you're not allowed to sell it. Yeah.
Ramosha is talking about davar she'ein bo simon.
No, it's who had davar she'ein bo simon.
He says. He's saying even if it does have a
simon. So Ramosha, I think, is saying an extension of the nesivus svara that just like the nesivus says, you're allowed to use something in the meanwhile because you're not makpid. So if you write down the value and the simonim, so this way you'll be able to do both. You'll be able to do the mitzvah Shavas Aveda when the guy comes. And you're not, it's not a problem. And there's another source for this in the Chasam Sofer. And to say the Chasam Sofer is also a big Kiddush, but the Chasam Sofer kind of says, we found an interesting case there, a whole interesting case that there was a young girl, and she was a maid for another frum family. And they got into a fight and she left package, and ran out. And she left some of her stuff behind. And she didn't want to come back to claim it because she was afraid of the guy or whatever. There's some fight. I don't know the details. I didn't have time to read the whole tshuva. And the guy wanted to know what he should do with the stuff. Is it Aveda? So Chasam Sofer says it's Avada and Aveda, but she may never come back for it, he says. So he says, so write down the value and you could use it in the meanwhile. And when she comes back, give it back to her with the difference in the value. You have to give her the difference in the value plus the rental.
The rental?
Or he was using it.
Plus, where did the rental come in on all this?
Because you're using your item.
You were using it.
Where do you see anywhere that the usage of it now you have to pay
for? Wait, we never saw anywhere you're allowed to use it. So this is some sefer chiddush. You're allowed to use it. Where do we see it? Where do we see it? We never saw that you're allowed to use it. The only thing we saw is you're not allowed to use it. So some sefer is making a new halacha up. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. That in the meanwhile you're allowed to use it.
You're getting paid.
Now, this mitzvah, now, therefore, anyone that extended, I never got it, I didn't ask him, so I don't want to, you know, whatever, without asking you, but in Lanias Daiti, I would say, I would say that based on the Ramash and the Chasam Sofer, one would be allowed to write down the value of the item and its simanim and use it, but you can't be mafkir your mitzvah as Shavas Aveda.
You still have to give it back.
You can't be mafkir your mitzvah shavas aveda by selling the item and therefore when the guy comes back, sorry, I don't have it for you. Right. There's no source for that.
Money,
the only source for that is only the sma and the sma is a chiddush. You could rely on the sma maybe.
So you have the sma and the shah, and then you have Ramush Feinstein making his own fish and the chasam making his own fish.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. That's the whole tshuva that Chasam Sofer. It's not abandoning it. She was oines. She ran away. It's not called abandoning it. That's the point of that tshuva. But anyway, if you look, there's a sefer here. There's a sefer here that I printed, and he kind of goes with this whole idea of that nowadays you can just go to sma and sell everything and use whatever you want.
That's it.
So I don't. I don't know. That's what it says in the sefer. I'll read you what it says in the sefer. It's the last page here. Here, the next, not the Ochas Shochan, the other way.
Okay.
There's a sefer here. Ochas Shavas Aveda Kel Chaso. So Simon, it's page Resh Pei of the sefer. Simon Ayin Dalad. So he says, Matzah Chafetzei Choyl, a non-mitzvah item. Shematzah Leknoisim. It's easily, you can find it easily. V'loi Bo Baal Aveda Lekachtam. And no one, the guy never came to claim it. Diktik Hasma. According to the Sma, Shenechlik or Rishonim Bedinoi. The Rishonim argue, Shita Sarambam, Shadavka Moitza Tashmish, which is the Shach, Tashmish and Mitzvah Kedusha, Ketfil and Receive Kedusha Mitzuyim, only something which is a Mitzvah, Yachalam with a Shavim, evaluate the value, Ulishdamish Bem use it, Kinoach Lil Adam, Shach, Ishdamish Vyasa Mitzvah, Kasha in Lehefsir Bezer, what do you care? Let the guy use it for a Mitzvah. Mashar Sugi, Hafetzim, Shavdul Adam, Shaina Mishdamish Nul Dava Kedusha, something which is not a Mitzvah, Aina Meunion, Shish, I don't want you to use it. However, according to the Torah, Sha'af Bishar Chafetzim Adinhu, Sha'im Hei Mitzuyim L'Knoisa Mutal L'Shtamish Mem, V'toma Madua L'Huzko Shitas B'Shachnoch, and the Sma says, I don't know why the Torah's opinion, which would allow one to use any item which is easily replaceable, is not mentioned in Shachnoch. So now, the next page, he continues, this author, Ulamai Sei Chiru Apoistim, Shua Din B'chol Shar Chafetzei Choyl, any weekday item, shenira, she'abaylim, enam, makpidim, dafka, shisha, b'shul, they don't care about it, u'misratim, gam, betashlim, shavyom, they don't care if they're giving them the value, which is, chen hu, b'roi, v'chafetim, ayom, most things today, you have something you bought in Home Depot, so get a new one. Yoshum, erkoi, v'yirshum, haschum, b'sug, kesef, she'orchoi, nishmar, don't evaluate it in Argentinian pesos, because by the time the guy comes back, by the time it comes back, oh, this thing was worth 30 pesos. Now 30 pesos is enough to buy your shoelace.
Yes.
So there's no point in writing down that value. You got to write it down in normal currency. Okay? He does not say to sell it. He says you're allowed to use it. And on the bottom, he brings the sma, and then he brings the chasam sofer. He's mixing in all these shittas, which I don't have anything to do with each other. And then he brings the ramosha. Then he brings the Pisgei Choshen. Now the Pisgei Choshen is a very reliable safe. And over there, Yitaka splits it up as two separate halachas. One is that, according to the sum, you're allowed to use it, and only according to the sma, you'd be allowed to sell it. He splits it up. But anyway, so what I would say is, based on going through the sources here, is that if you have something that has a simen, if it has no simen, which we said, by the way, nowadays, most things don't have a simen. Most things that you bought in Home Depot have no simen.
Yeah, there are many of them.
Because just because you bought that drill, anyone could have bought that drill. Right. So therefore, most things don't have a simon nowadays. So anyway, you have the shach. You have the first shach that says that you're allowed to write down the value and use it anyway. Okay? And even if it has a simon, if you write down the simonim, and you write down the value, and you write down the details, according to a merchant, you're also allowed to use it. To go ahead and sell it, to me, is a much bigger chiddush, that you would be allowed to sell it and just hold the money. Right? And then, by the way, then you hold the money, then what are you going to do with the money? Put in escrow?
Make it go back with the money?
Yeah.
No, because
well, someone else is loan.
Think it's a mitzvah.
You put it in the bank. You get
interest.
Think of taking my money.
Not sure.
Huh? The money is under
oath. It's our mitzvah. It's our mitzvah.
Exactly.
That doesn't.
Okay. Anyway, that's what comes out, and we'll have to figure this out. Okay. Next week we'll learn what you guys started with is the Indian of. In El Fichvoida and that whole
thing.
Right.
Okay. Hold on.
Sure.
Yeah. You watched Jerry. Anybody watched? Anybody else?
Guys.
Two guys
had
the guy at the end.
Don't forget.